Good Monday morning, and welcome to the Sundial Writers' Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. Today, we welcome new contributor Will Shamus into the fold. He brings us his recollection of a chance encounter that left him speechless.
Receiving. At a local electronics shop where I used to work, the receiving department was at one end of the building where all the parts, hundreds of boxes, came in each week. I was there that morning looking for a particular one, a sample from some supplier to be checked. It was a busy place, and noisy, too. The beeps of scanners, the trucks backing up to the bay doors, the movement of hand trucks, and the rattle of the overhead conveyor taking boxes to the high bay warehouse next door. The noise was constant and rising. So was my frustration because I couldn't find what I was looking for. Suddenly, with a horn, the noise just stopped. Ah, break time. Bay doors closed, the hand trucks and conveyor stopped, ending with the shoes of people scurrying to the break room. Silence. As I stood there, going through the rack of overnight deliveries, looking for my box, the sudden silence was itself broken by a single low note of a flute. One of the workers there was Native American. Long black hair pulled back in a ponytail, and he had pulled a flute from a drawer and had begun to play. The incongruity of such a sacred sound in this industrial setting made me feel it all the more. He continued to play, and other people walked in from the hallway to hear, wondering where this was all coming from. We all stood there in silent awe, and I could feel the bottom drop out of my heart. The notes sang of pain and loneliness, missed family and missed opportunities, of a deep longing and at the same time a freedom to play, thwarting all cultural divides that were meaningless in that moment. Then it was over, almost as if it had never happened. But I could see in the eyes of the others there that they'd been touched by it too. I didn't find the package I was looking for. It was in a later shipment. But I had received something I never expected.
Will Shamus is a storyteller who always seeks to find the deeper meaning in his stories. He's a recently retired engineer who writes for book groups and for himself. You can hear Will's story again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the Sundial tab. And you can count on us to bring you another brand new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner next Monday and every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.
Can't call it a hill.